Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fans, the Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Don't forget, if you miss anything, download it. Listen to it right there. Podcast form on your Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Same place you can stream us. It's free, costs you nothing. On the line now is our Audacy NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Welcome in, Ross. How are you?
Awesome, Sparky. What's up, man? Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice, man. It's been way too long. Follow Ross on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. I am shocked that mayonnaise is sponsoring you and not like a mustard company of some sort.
Yeah, you know what? I don't control that. I do a bunch of these around the country, thanks to our friends, our bosses at Audacy, and so all of them are sponsored by Mayo. And I'm just gonna segment be amazing.
Yes, our segment be amazing. Let's talk about this deal with the Packers and the Colts. I know. Last week on this show, I talked about. If you're Gus Bradley, you walk everybody up into the box, dare Malik Willis to beat you over the top, don't let them run. And instead, he came out and played a bunch of nickel, and Matt LaFleur ran a college offense essentially for the first half and ran all over him.
Yeah, I don't really understand it at all. I think it's a really bad look for Gus Bradley. You had to, in that situation, try to make the Packers, and in particular Malik Willis, beat you through the air. Now, Malik played at a solid level, but, you know, they didn't do a good enough job of making him beat them through the air. The Packers were way too successful on the ground. Kudos to Matt LaFleur. I mean, I talked about it today, Sparky, on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Coaching is really, really important. And, you know, you see that when you see Malik Willis have by far his most efficient outing as an NFL player for a team where he's only been there for 2 weeks. Or even like Sam Darnold and what's going on in Minnesota right now. He's playing better than he ever has for three other teams, obviously. You know, Jets, Panthers, Niners. So coaching makes a huge difference in the NFL, and the Packers, at least offensively for sure, have a really good one.
Josh Jacobs has a huge day on the ground. Obviously, they fed him like 32 times in that game. What was your initial thoughts when they decided to let go of Aaron Jones and go with Josh Jacobs? I've had several people come on that cover the NFL say that they think Aaron Jones is the better runner than Josh Jacobs. What about you?
They're different. I think they're different runners. I think Jones is a little bit more of a slasher. I think Jacobs is more of a banger between the tackles. I think there are similarities. I believe that the Packers, listen, they have more access to health and medical information than we do. So I guess I will always just assume or believe, and they might be wrong about this, by the way, but I'll assume and believe that they thought that, you know, Jacobs was just the younger, healthier player, and that he'd have a better chance of staying healthy throughout the season, and that they just couldn't count on Jones to do that anymore.
Talking with Ross Tucker, our Audacy NFL insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You could purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Anthony Richardson, I said last week, was going to give you two or three chances to get the ball and turn it over. He gave them four. They caught three of the four that he gave them. They're going to get Will Levis this week for the Tennessee Titans. I feel like it's going to be the same situation there. Is that something that you can essentially coach up and coach out of a quarterback? Or is this something, if you're that guy, you're just going to be that guy? Like Brett Favre was that guy.
He was. And you know who that guy is now, to some extent, is Josh Allen.
Yes.
You know, Josh Allen, over the last 4 years, has led the NFL in touchdowns by a wide margin and turnovers. You know, Josh Allen is this era's Brett Favre. In terms of, it's why everybody loved him so much. Everybody loves watching Josh Allen. It's going to be crazy entertaining one way or the other. You know, there's not a lot of boredom when you're watching Josh Allen play. He's a joy to watch, and Favre was as well. And you know, the problem with Levis is we haven't seen enough of the high end play. You know, it's more just been some decent flashes, but more of these sort of just ludicrous turnovers. I call it the Carson Wentz gene, where it's like the ugliest turnovers you can ever imagine. Some guys, Josh Allen's like this, Carson Wentz is like this, Levis appears like this, they just don't have it in them to just eat the ball and take a sack. They just don't have that in them to live for another down. And so they make some critical errors. I don't know if you'll ever get that out of Levis. I think it can improve marginally. What you really need from him is you need more of the touchdowns, more of the high-end plays.
Ross, we talk about this NFC North. I think coming into the year, everybody said, okay, it's the Packers and the Lions. That's the division. Everybody viewed, I think, the Vikings as, you know, that team at the bottom of the division. J.J. McCarthy taking his bumps, the rookie. He then gets hurt. And Sam Darnold, you go back to coaching again, and O'Connell is a great offensive play caller, obviously. And through 2 weeks here, this Vikings team looks much better than I think people expected. And Sam Darnold, I think, is playing maybe up to expectations more so than people thought.
Well, and not only that, the defense.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the most sacks in the league right now. And certainly with them moving on and letting Danielle Hunter go to the Texans. He looked awesome last night for the Texans. I certainly wasn't expecting the Vikings to lead the NFL in sacks for the first couple weeks. I think a lot of that credit goes to their D coordinator, Brian Flores. So if they can get Darnold to just play efficient the way he is and not turn it over, and then the defense is playing the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The way they are, they could really have something there. I mean, I thought they would clearly be in the basement of the NFC North, and obviously they didn't and don't agree.
I saw some people concerned about the Detroit Lions offense. And Ben Johnson kind of throwing out there that maybe the rest of the league is starting to pick up on trying to stop this Lions offense at this point. Jahmyr Gibbs hasn't really had that big game yet. Goff maybe didn't look the best against Tampa Bay yesterday in a loss. They got a fake punt to work, but that's the Dan Campbell way. Your thoughts on what you've seen out of Detroit through the first couple of weeks?
You know, I don't think Jared Goff is playing as well as he did last year. And in fact, I saw my buddy Dan Orlovsky said on social media that it was the worst game he's seen Goff play and that he was forcing things. So I think that's the concern right now. If you are a Lions fan, is what's going on with Jared Goff? You know, why is he not playing as well as he had been? That's the thing that really you got to question at this point. I don't really have much of an explanation for it. I mean, they've got a really good line. They've got the same skill guys. You got the same OC. So to your point, Sparky, maybe there is sort of on some level, like a book on golf. And I haven't seen it. You know, I'm not looking at the All 22 to see what teams are doing. But for whatever reason, he's not playing his best and last. And yesterday in particular, he's forcing things really uncharacteristically.
Can we talk about Caleb Williams last night? Because my producer here grew up in Wisconsin. His dad grew up outside of Wrigleyville or in Wrigleyville. So he brainwashed him in being fans of all these damn Chicago teams. So he's got a vested say. So him and I go back and forth. Caleb Williams last night in that game, we knew, I think most people thought, that they weren't going to beat the Texans to begin with. But I was really kind of flabbergasted by how much pressure was constantly in that dude's face throughout the game. It didn't feel like, to me, Waldron was doing a whole bunch to necessarily help Caleb Williams out, considering how much pressure he was under, probably because the Bears' offensive line isn't as good as what maybe he thinks it is.
Agreed. You know, I thought the Bears' offensive line would be better than they looked last night, for sure. And it starts with being able to run the ball a little bit more effectively to try to not be in as many obvious passing situations as they were. I mean, this is a recipe for rookie quarterbacks to lose their confidence when it feels like every time they drop back, you know, they're under duress. I'm telling you can ruin these guys. You know, they start to see things that aren't there. They start to anticipate pressure. The only positive I would say is that Caleb Williams, this is kind of what it was like at USC. He didn't have a great line there either. So he's kind of used to this. The difference is, last two years, he was able to escape and make an incredible play a lot of times. And last night, when he tries to escape, there's just too many other guys there. They're able to get him down.
Well, and when he did try to make that one play, he threw it across his body, across the field. And it was a horrible decision, more than anything, from I thought Caleb Williams in that point. And going off of ruining quarterbacks, I'm still trying to figure out, you benched Bryce Young after week two of his second season for Andy Dalton? I mean, I understand you want to win, you want to sell tickets and all of this, but that seems like a really short time for a number one overall pick to be given by an ownership group or a coaching staff. Mind you, it's his second coaching staff in 2 years.
Yeah, so I think the issue is you got a new coach, and I think the new coach is worried about the culture, worried about losing the locker room, and I just think he's looking at it and saying, our quarterback is not giving us a chance to even be competitive. We need to see how much of it is really him. Let's get a guy that's sort of a league average guy out there and see how different it looks. If Dalton looks terrible, then they can go back to Bryce and say, well, listen, you know, not any better with Dalton. But I think right now he's going to look those veterans in the face and give those guys a chance to win a game. I understand what you're saying. I probably would have waited a little bit longer, but I think they must This shows you that they never really believed in him in the first place, at least this new coaching staff.
You gave up a lot before this new coaching staff got here to give up on him a year and two games in. Like, if I'm an owner, I'm going, what are we doing? We gave up how many draft picks in order to get this deal done and get Bryce Young, and now this new coach comes in and wants to bail after two games? Like, as an owner, I think I would just be cringing watching this thing play out.
Of course, but the owner fired the GM who did it and the coach who did it.
It's true.
So he can't say we. He can say those guys before you are the guys that did this. We being the organization, but not Dan Morgan, the GM, and not Dave Canales, the head coach. They didn't do it.
That's true, and that's the out. One last one for you. Who's able to overcome easier with the loss of McCaffrey with the Niners and now Pacheco? It looks like 6 to 8 weeks with the Chiefs.
The Chiefs. I mean, just because I think that they're more suited to be able to move the ball without having a solid running game. They still have Samaje Perine and the rookie Carson Steele. So I think they'll be okay, even though it could be a couple more weeks before Edwards-Helaire is back. But the Niners, McCaffrey's like their do-it-all guy. And I know Mason had a good first game, but you know, there's a reason why they pay Christian McCaffrey as much as they do. They know how important he is to them.
Absolutely. Here's Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. Follow him on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. Download the Ross Tucker podcast. It's so, so good. Always has a bunch of great guests to go along with it, too. Ross, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
Of course. Great talk with you, Sparky. Thank you, man.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious.